morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 1st, 2020. October? Really? Is it October already? Wow. Well, when I was recording yesterday's devotion about set-apart disciples, it brought a text of Scripture to mind. It actually brought just a single word to mind, that word purged. And so as I look, well, where is that word purged? It caused me to think about that. And as I was thinking about that, I got to do the devotion now. So really I'm piggybacking two devotions on top of each other, doing them the same day, which really the devotion is going to be released on Thursday and I'm doing it on Tuesday. This is uncommon, but I just love it when the Lord works that way, when he just opens your mind that you can see. So I want to look at the word purged and where that's found in the Scripture, and we'll look at a few of those. But before we look at those verses, can you define purge? What do you think of when you hear the word purge? You may think of a movie even. I think there's a movie called The Purge. Anyway, I think of something different when I think of the word purge. When I think of the word purge, I think about my training in college as a plastics engineer. Yes, I'm a plastics engineer. I have a 2-year associate's degree in plastics engineering. And purging is a process used in the plastics industry, or at least it was used in the 1980s, where when you are purging, you are cleaning out one material, really one color more than anything, so that a new material or a new color can be used. Let's say we made some in the plant that I worked at. We made some pink bottles for a product. And if you were changing from, say, that pink bottle to, say, a blue bottle, you would push clear material through the extruder to clean out the pink. Then, after the material exiting the extruder was clear, then you could begin adding the next color, the blue color. So purging is cleansing. In extruding, it is pushing out the unwanted to get the desired. So thinking about the word purged, the most common passage of Scripture, which most of you might think of if you're thinking about the word purged, would be found in 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 9. And it says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." So what's that mean? What is forgotten by the one who is not being fruitful? He has forgotten that his sins have been purged, or he has forgotten that his sins have been expiated or atoned for. His sins have been cleansed. As a disciple, we want to remember that our sins have been atoned, or they have been cleansed. And we remember, yesterday's devotion, we have been set apart by the Word of God. We're set apart from the world by the Word of God. We no longer think and act like the world because we've been set apart. We've been cleansed, so we act differently. And that's important for us as believers. As I was looking at references for the word purged, I found a few interesting, and I'm not going to take the time to look at all of them, but one was in 2 Chronicles chapter number 34 and verse number 8. It says, "Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he set Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord." I'm not going to get into this very deeply, but he had purged the land. The land had been made pure or unadulterated. We also find in Proverbs 16:6, I thought this one was interesting. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So that was interesting, thinking about the word purged. This verse actually parallels my understanding of the word purging. Notice, iniquity is purged by mercy and truth. Iniquity is pushed out by mercy and truth. Just as the old color was removed from the extruder by pushing it out with the clean material, iniquity is pushed out by mercy and truth. As the follower of Jesus understands the mercy of God, he begins to fill his mind with the Word of God, and as he understands the mercy of God and he fills his mind with the Word of God, it begins to push out iniquity. Again, this is what we understood yesterday. The disciple is set apart by the Word of God. Notice also in this verse, the fear of God plays a part. Notice it said, by the fear of the Lord, men depart iniquity. So as you fill your mind and your understanding with the fear of the Lord, as your heart is filled with a healthy fear of God or of the Lord, it will push out iniquity. You fill something up, it pushes out the impure. The book of Hebrews also has a few references to sin being purged. Can't get into all of those either, but we understand through those that our sin is purged by the blood of Jesus. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and this cleansing has an effect in the life of a believer. As we read in our text, understanding that your sins have been purged, the one who has been cleansed becomes fruitful. So our conclusion is this, that a purged disciple who has been set apart by the Word of God will be a fruitful disciple. Let's pray. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, I personally want to ask you to make these devotions effective in the lives of those who watch. Help me to know that it is by your Spirit that they will be. Also, Lord, I pray that your people will understand that they have been purged from their sin. They have been cleansed. Help your people to walk in mercy and truth and the fear of God. And because they are filled with these, it will replace the iniquity in their life. I pray, Lord, they will walk this way because of your honor and glory and for your honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.